This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Boulder will pay for repairs to over 400 manufactured homes that saw wind damage during the Marshall Fire. The city says it's launching a grant program to fund the work. It's funded by a new voter-approved climate tax. The grants will pay for new roofs, siding, windows and doors, and better insulation. The first repairs are scheduled for February. Supporters of an effort to oust Pueblo's mayor and shift back to being governed by the city manager did not collect enough signatures to qualify for a county election in May. Instead, they may have to wait until the summer. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
In 2019, Pueblo elected Nick Gradisar as the city's first mayor in more than a century, instead of being run by its city manager. Not everyone has been happy with that change, and those gathering signatures still have until March 1st to collect the required 3,768 signatures to hold a special election in the summer. Pueblo officials say that could cost up to $300,000 for that election. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A handful of hiking trails in Jefferson County will close starting early next month. The county's open space managers say the seasonal closure is meant to protect wildlife in the area. At Clear Creek Canyon Park, eagles and other birds of prey will be nesting. Meanwhile, elk will be calving at Centennial Cone Park. The open spaces are expected to reopen this summer. Mesa County Sheriff's deputies shot a man in Grand Junction last night. Law enforcement has released few details of the shooting, but said the man went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A critical incident response team is investigating. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, we'll get some fresh air. It's 2:06.